Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. This morning, Senate Democrats are complaining that the Republican majority is selectively enforcing Senate rules. This after a contentious confrontation last night.
The senator will take her seat.
Senator Steve Daines ordering Senator Elizabeth Warren to sit down during the debate over Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. The contention began as Warren read from a 1986 letter by Martin Luther King Jr.'s widow, Coretta Scott King, opposing Sessions' nomination for a federal judgeship.
A person who has exhibited so much hostility to the enforcement of those laws.
Warren was again interrupted later by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who determined that Warren violated a rule against impugning another senator, in this case Sessions. Warren now barred from speaking on the floor for the rest of the Sessions debate. I'm Reid Binion.
A federal appeals court will decide, perhaps as early as today, whether to reinstate President Trump's travel ban. Any ruling from that three-judge panel in San Francisco, though, is likely to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Two suburban Washington counties are taking two vastly different approaches to how they treat illegal immigrants.
In Prince William County, Supervisors Chairman and gubernatorial candidate Corey Stewart says the police there ask everyone that gets arrested, regardless of race, about their immigration status.
The first job of any level of government is to protect the lives and the rights of its citizens.
Stewart's requesting ICE come in to deport over 7,000 illegal immigrants accused of crimes in Prince William since 2008, but in Montgomery County.
There is no federal law, nor could there be, that requires police to inquire with respect to immigration status.
Council President Roger Berliner, along with County Executive Ike Leggett, have a press conference planned today to lay out a strategy to defend immigrants. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in Howard County, a bill aimed at protecting undocumented immigrants is facing a veto by the county executive.
Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman says he won't sign a sanctuary bill passed by the county council. It would have mostly banned the county government from checking on someone's immigration status.
It is little more than a hollow political statement. It unnecessarily divided our foreign-born community and caused rifts in our county.
Kittleman says this is not an issue.
Unfairly and inaccurately created the perception that there is a problem in Howard County with the way our police department and county employees interact with our foreign-born population.
It will be up to the council whether to take up the measure again. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a disaster in parts of his state devastated yesterday by tornadoes. Edwards says seven parishes were struck by twisters. Hardest hit, the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, which was heavily flooded by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The D.C. Council has rejected a proposal to offer big raises to police officers to entice them to stay on past their retirement eligibility. By a 9-4 vote, the council voted down the measure that would have given MPD officers a big raise. Starting this summer, in Maryland, people accused of a crime won't have to sit in jail indefinitely if they can't afford bail. Maryland's highest court has approved changes in the state's pretrial bail system to prevent just such indefinite jail time. Last October, Maryland's Attorney General Brian Frosch urged the courts to ensure that judicial officers consider an individual's ability to pay bail and not set financial conditions solely for the purpose of detaining a defendant. Republicans in the Virginia General Assembly have been taking the first steps toward giving the legislature more power over the executive branch. Under the proposed constitutional amendments, elected lawmakers would have the ability to override rules and regulations adopted by state agencies. Democrats, however, and one outspoken Republican defector call the proposals an overreach. The Virginia Senate has passed a bill to protect religious institutions that oppose gay marriage. Democrats oppose the bill, arguing it isn't necessary because existing laws already protect religious freedom. The House approved a similar bill last week. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,090, the NASDAQ at 5674. Sports, the Caps make a 10 straight home wins as they beat Carolina. College basketball, Maryland is upset by Penn State. Georgetown loses to Villanova. NBA, the Wizards visit Brooklyn tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, a little bit of an unusual backup here early on through New Carrollton due to a crash. Looks like everything on the shoulder, though, so hang with it here. Outer loop as you pass 450 on the left shoulder. So that's where we're seeing the activity. Outer loop side before you get up to Good Luck Road overpass with the crash. Inner loop side, you're okay. We'll continue top side as you head past University Boulevard toward George Avenue, starting to see that volume just on the increase. Same story with 270 with the volume through Urbana down toward Hyattstown. We'll take into Northwest DC, Michigan Avenue, just off of North Capitol Street, west of North Capitol Street near Children's Hospital. Closure points over toward Columbia Road. Investigation, we see some police activity. Watch for their direction there. On Virginia's 95 northbound, Stafford to Aquia, Dale City to the Occoquan, slowing. The travel lanes are all reported open. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Hurry in to Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands and get queen sets for as low as $179.99 only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a change of events. Winter storm watches north. Some colder temperatures coming in after a day today. We'll have cloud, sunshine, and a high of 65 after record warmth yesterday. Windy tonight. Rain may end as a brief period of snow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Arlington, 57 in Rockville, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Mattress Firm. Fiery federal judges challenge both sides in the Trump travel ban debate. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Ken Klukowski will give us the very latest of what happened in those deliberations of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on the president's immigration order. That's at 7:05. At 7:15, we'll talk Bow Bow Bye Bye with Brandy from the National Zoo. That was pretty good, huh? Byron York will be with us at 8:05, and he's got a lot of stuff to say. And at 8:35, Virginia State Senator Dick Black on a sanctuary city bill that the governor says, if it gets through, I will veto it. What's it all about? We'll tell you at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter. Good to have you with us this morning, Mary.
Thank you, and good to see you starting the hour dancing. That's usually me.
You know, when you get jazzy music, you just got to move. Use your hands.
Ooh, jazz hands there. Jazz. Look at that.
If you were among those who attended the march for women, the big march they had there the day after the inauguration, You have another thing to look forward to, apparently. There is the same people who organized that march are now organizing something that they call a general strike. This is what they put out. A general strike. A day without a woman. These people who put together the Women's March on Washington want women to not show up one day, and I'm not sure why. And they say that the date will soon be announced, but it hasn't been announced as yet. And so our question for you here this morning here on Mornings of the Mall is, what does a day without women mean to you? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I've thought about this a lot, and I made a list here. It means that I don't have to watch any chick flicks on Netflix. It means that
that's something you normally do?
I can do what I want to do, and nobody can tell me otherwise. And all the chicken wings I can eat, nobody going to tell me I can't. So, you know, I don't see this as a necessarily bad thing. And I'm just wondering, since the date has not been determined as yet, I have a suggestion if they'd be interested in my thoughts.
Okay, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Why don't you make it Valentine's Day? It will save guys a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's just around the corner.
Just
have the day without women be Valentine's Day, and man, I'm telling you, guys will love you forever. But that's just me. I'd like to know what you think. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMI. Seriously, I'm having trouble understanding this whole concept. I don't get it. What do you think, Mary?
You know, I don't understand it either. Wendy Williams was talking, because I do like Wendy Williams. I was watching her show yesterday, and she was talking about how, you know, she was talking about this the day off, and she doesn't know whether she should come to work because she feels like this shows that she's, you know, doing the show, she's empowering, and so on. And I just think this isn't going to be an excuse for a lot of women to stay home in bed with a lot of mommy juice and, you know, watching Maury. I don't know. I don't understand how, unless you have a government job where you can just take the day off, or you work for some kind of employer who's very left-leaning, who would be fine with this. What if you're a stay-at-home mom? Are you just not going to get out of bed that day? How does that work? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. And they haven't been very good at explaining what it is that the point they're trying to make.
Because there is no point, because this is all made up because they just feel badly. And so they're trying to express their feelings and trying to make people care about their feelings when the vast majority of us I'm done with the temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Just done.
All right, listen, maybe somebody out there in Radio Land can help us understand this better, because obviously you and I are missing the point completely.
Absolutely.
What does a day without women, a Women's Day strike, what does that mean in your life? And I want to hear from the women, especially here. Women go to the front of the line in this particular discussion, because it's your issue. But we'll have to start, because no women have called as yet, with Steve in Virginia.
Because they're too busy getting their kids off school and going to work. They don't have time.
Steve in Virginia, you're up with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you think there, Steve?
Good morning. Hey, I think it's a great idea. That means, like, one day this week or whenever they do it, there'll be no bad traffic on 66 and 95 because there's no women drivers.
There you go. Well, now hold on. I'm not gonna impugn the reputation of women drivers.
No, but that's brilliant.
50% of the population will not be driving that day.
That's true.
Awesome.
Brilliance.
Good day, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
So coming to work that day, Brian, okay?
Good. I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad. Fred in Woodbridge, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say, Mary? What do you say there, Fred?
Well, the reason they haven't picked a day is because women can't make up their mind.
Oh, no. That's a cheap shot.
But a bum.
That's a cheap shot, Fred. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Fred.
Okay.
Excuse me. Would you put Fred on secret probation? I'm sorry. Okay.
Double secret probation.
Yeah, just for a little while.
<That's funny.
laughs> Ryan out in King George, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say there, Ryan?
Well, it'd be a lot less stressful for the day, but I would have to decide whether I'm going to get my sandwich from Jimmy John's or Subway.
Oh, so you because nobody will be there to make your sandwich?
Exactly.
Well, poor you.
Wait, at home? wait, hold on. Are you married and you're saying that your wife won't make your sandwich?
Well, she's not there for the day.
Yeah, if she's not there that day, she's saying no sandwich.
Yeah.
So do you think your wife wouldn't go out on strike, right?
No, but... just with the idea that she did.
Listen, I can tell you it's pretty easy. Two slices of bread, a little mayo, and some bologna. You're done. Or even easier, some PBJ. And that, you know, it's very easy.
See, what these women who are organizing this are missing, exactly what Ryan was saying here, is that we have ways to get even with the men in our lives every single day, if we so choose.
That's true.
Right? So we don't need a day and broadcast ahead of time. You don't give away your hand, ladies. This is where you're making your mistake.
Because men can prepare.
Right. This is like Obama telling the enemy when we're withdrawing troops. You don't let them know when you're going on strike. Why would you do that?
Finally, a woman has called in to give us her perspective, and we're very thankful for it. I've got actually two women. Let's go to Diane in Alexandria first. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say, Diane?
Hi, Brian and Mary. I am embarrassed. I am just so embarrassed. Because women, you know, made such a big deal about being equals, and now they're going to stay home and have to have a man pick up their slack. And I just don't know what's the point.
So it embarrasses you. You're angry.
It totally embarrasses me, yes.
All right.
They do not represent me.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, listen, I see another Diane standing by on the line. Stay where you are, Diane in Poolsville. What does a day without women mean for you? And will you participate, women? I want to know. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It'll be like a day without sunshine.
we hope that you don't go on strike. We can't afford that.
I'll be here. Let's go around the Beltway, Maryland, and trying to push through New Carrollton on the outer loop as you're going north of 50. Outer loop as you come up to Good Luck Road. Incident mostly confined here. It looks like to the left shoulder, but still the distraction slowing you. Inside the Beltway, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, trying to get in toward Riverdale. Had a minor incident before 410. Just find that on the shoulder, too. Southbound 295, here we come with the volume off of 50 and the B-dub down toward Benning and East Capitol Street. Speaking of Benning Road, right as you come off at 295, just follow cruise direction there. Right lane gets by. They're cleaning up a fuel spill from an earlier crash. Virginia, 66 volume through Manassas, Centerville, through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, listen, folks, this forecast is remarkable. Partly cloudy today, 65. Tonight, it will turn a little cooler, and by morning, there could be in the district maybe an inch of snow on the ground. That's right, 65 today, snow on the ground tomorrow. If you're north and west of the city, you could actually get some serious snow. Keep an eye, be weather aware. Tomorrow, the high will ultimately reach 40 degrees. On Friday, plenty of sun in the upper 30s. Saturday, in the upper 50s. And I'm not making this up. On Sunday, a lot of sunshine and temperatures in the low 70s. It's just unbelievable. Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 617 on WML.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
Well, we're talking about this Women's Day strike from the same people who brought you the Women's March on Washington and other places. They're saying women should go on strike, and they'll say, we'll let you know what day soon enough, and a date to be determined. And finally, the ladies are starting to weigh in here. Let me go first to Diane in Poolsville. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Mary Walter.
Good morning. I want to say that these people do not speak for me. I'm not going to strike. I think it's sort of ridiculous. And also, if you think you deserve equal pay for equal work, and you're going to strike on one day and leave your employer high and dry, what? How do you expect to gain anything from that?
Yeah,
ridiculous.
This is sort of what I'm trying to figure out. I guess what they're trying to say here is that, in this particular case, you'll find out just how much you miss us. But what if the day goes along and nobody misses?
Yeah, they can do without you.
Yeah. Diane, thank you so much. Ann and McLean, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter.
Good morning. I agree with Diane. It's like, how can you expect equal pay if you're not willing to provide equal work? And number two, for the women who are calling for this, Maybe their maids and butlers and stuff shouldn't show up for work that day either.
All right, Ann, thank you. I want a lot of ladies starting to call. I want to get as many women in as I can because this topic is about you. Erica in Waldorf, you're up with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Good morning. I think it's ridiculous. I, too, will not strike. They don't speak for me. And I just had a quick question. What would all the women do if the men strike?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, see, those women, but see, these women feel like it's okay because it's a woman's world, and I, you know, women run the world. These are the women who feel like they don't need men. So in their brain, nothing would change.
Yeah. I struggle with what does it accomplish? What message do you ultimately get to? One more, Lynn in D.C. You're next with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. What planet did I wake up on this morning? I mean, for the life of me, I have researched, looked into this. I still can't figure out what these women are upset about. I mean, we haven't made women today, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
And what's their issue with men? I mean, I'm lost for reasoning on
well,
that.
Well, and this
you
is
like me.
Yeah, I'm with you absolutely on that, Lynn. And this is what Mary and I are struggling with. You know,
right?
You're going to have a strike, but what do you hope to accomplish by that?
Right.
What message does that send? That's where I get lost in it. I mean, I'm not. Listen, if you want to have a strike, have a strike. It's your own doggone business. But I don't understand what is the point you're trying to make. And they don't really lay out exactly what they mean by all this. I want to get one more lady in here, and then we'll finish this up here. Sarah in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary.
I would just like to say that these women are just being absolutely stupid. I agree with the other callers because it doesn't make any sense. If you guys want equal pay for equal work and you leave your employers alone, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
She's 100% right. There's no sense to this whatsoever, but yet I had a woman ask me after the women's march, so were you in town for the march? Like, which march? Because it's the women's march.
Well,
I said, yeah, I'm really not quite sure what that was about. And she just looked at me, and I thought, oh, I know where we are.
Well, the Women's March website lists 10 actions to be undertaken within the first 100 days, and a strike is among one of the things that they think is a good idea.
I want to flesh this out a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if the reason they didn't give a date is it a fully formed idea?
Maybe. Mm. I liked we had Jerry who called and he said he's going to be able to clean his guns on the dining room table. And I thought that was hilarious. That's what he's going to do. He's going to be able to clean his guns on the dining room table.
Dale in Waldorf, you're up next. What do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Yes, when I brought this up to my wife last night, she said it's kind of ignorant. She said that if I strike on Monday, that means I got twice as much work to do on Tuesday.
Well, and there is that. Okay, so you go on strike and you say, I'm not going to work this particular day. Well, if the work doesn't get done, what happens when you come back? There's a backlog. There's extra work to be done.
Well, are the kids not going to go to soccer? You're just going to abdicate, and so you're going to make your children miserable so that they understand how much value mommy is? Come on.
Yeah. More of your calls straight ahead, actually, at 6:22 on WMAL.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, assuming the strike won't be on Valentine's Day, you need to get something for that special someone in your life. And you know what? You need to treat your special someone to an unforgettable gift that's just as unique as they are. And I suggest a gift from Sherry's Berries, the perfect gift for her. Now, this is something new. This is a new thing from Sherry's Berries. Decadent chocolate truffles. New premium chocolate collection starting at only $29.99 plus shipping. Now, here's what you need to know. These truffles are amazing. They are decadent, rich, unexpected, sweet, succulent. They're just amazing. It's not your average box of chocolates. 12 different varieties and an unusual mixture of flavor. Chocolate and all kinds of different flavors. You're going to love this. It's a beautiful presentation. Lovely box. And it arrives, you know, something people ooh and ah over when it gets there. And I'm telling you, they're just amazing. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, There is only one way to get new chocolate truffles from Sherry's Berries, starting at $29.99. You go to their website, berries.com. That's berries.com. On the right-hand corner, you'll find, upper right-hand corner, you'll find a box with a microphone on it. Just click on that microphone and type in my name, Brian Wilson. That's Brian with an I, Wilson. So once again, berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in my name, Brian Wilson, and you will get the deal, but you need to take action now. Order them today.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, we're off to a pretty good start. Just some of the volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, pretty much what we're used to as we push into Germantown and Gaithersburg. Beltway leaving 50, the John Hanson Highway. If you're heading Outer Loop northbound in toward New Carrollton, crash on the shoulder near Good Luck Road. That's the focal point of those delays. Let's get you into town. Coming in on 50 through Chevrolet, seeing the slowdowns to merge to DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. Along the way, if you are exiting off of 295 and taking Benning Road and going westbound Benning Road, right as you come off of 295, just one lane gets by. They're still doing a fuel spill cleanup from an earlier incident. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, let's do this easy each direction without any delay. And 395, just some volume through Landmark. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181 now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a change of events. Winter storm watches north. Some colder temperatures coming in after a day today. We'll have cloud, sunshine, and a high of 65 after record warmth yesterday. Windy tonight. Rain may end as a brief period of snow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees. And if you don't like the weather right now, just wait around for a few hours because it's going to change. That's the way it's been this week. We're talking about this Women's March organization calling for a general strike, a day without a woman. And I'm reading this story on America Online. I didn't even know they were still around. That says, no further details have been released. But it seems pretty self-explanatory. I disagree. It's not. It's like, what's it about? What do you hope to accomplish? Yeah. None of this seems clear to me or Mary or many of the people listening on our radio station. So, you know, what does it mean to you? How about Monique and Reston? You're on with Brian and Mary this morning.
Yeah, hi. I agree with the other callers. I have a lot of friends who march, and I just shook my head and said, why don't you just call it what it is? This is just a political thing against, once again, against President Trump. It's just another way of being disruptive.
It's I think you're right about that. And people just if it's about venting, okay, then let's just say we're going to vent.
Why don't they just call it a big national temper tantrum? Because that's exactly what this is. And we can pass out binkies and blankies.
But he's still going to be the president. It's 6:28 on WMAL. Guys, you've got to do better this year and wow her this Valentine's Day. Give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or even break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the sultry 50 Shades of Grey bear to the zombie love bear, from the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, or maybe the new I Love Lucy chocolate factory bear. Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
D.C. trying to debate how they keep cops around, but why are cops leaving? We'll talk about it after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. At this hour, Democrats continue to hold the floor of the U.S. Senate as debate continues over the nomination of Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. But one Democrat has effectively been silenced.
Democrats held the floor open all throughout the night, and they continue to, at this moment, down on the Senate floor, railing against Senator Sessions to be the next Attorney General. But it was really that moment, that remarkable clash between Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, which really signifies how hostile the tone has become up here on Capitol Hill as they painstakingly work through some of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees.
Correspondent Sunlin Surfati. We are now awaiting a decision from a federal appeals court panel that heard arguments last evening on whether a restraining order against President Trump's travel ban should be lifted.
Tough questions, extremely tough questions for both sides from that 3-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and a decision could come as early as today on whether to lift the nationwide hold on President Trump's controversial travel ban.
Correspondent Joe Johns. The Howard County executive says yes, as promised, he will veto a bill passed Monday night by the county council, effectively declaring Howard County to be a sanctuary county. Alan Kittleman says
the bill offers a false sense of security to undocumented immigrants, compromises public safety efforts, and puts us at risk for losing critical federal funding for community services and law enforcement.
The bill passed on a 3-2 vote. The council would need 4 votes to override a veto. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,090, the NASDAQ at 56.74. Sports, Alex Ovechkin gets his 26th goal of the season as the Caps win their 10th straight home game. College basketball, Maryland loses, Georgetown loses. NBA, the Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-275-4183 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-275-4183 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-275-4183. That's 800-275-4183. Call now.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents great guns, small packages. See incredible detail and artistry in these miniature Colt, Winchester, and other arms. The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5, the Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com. See you there.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out of Adelphi and up toward the Beltway, or if you're heading toward Hillendale, we have a crash on New Hampshire Avenue, northbound direction, and it is causing some early delays here. Northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right as you would exit to go onto the Beltway, that's where we have the crash. Response is on the scene. Now, for the Beltway, delays right as you come off of 95, so we're getting into that normal heavy stop and go and pushing around toward George Avenue, but on the Beltway, lanes are all reported open. On the Beltway, as you head north, Alpha 50 and heading up toward New Carrollton, had the earlier minor crash. It was quickly over to the shoulder, but that's still causing a little bit of a distraction. Let's get you in through town on Benning Road. Expect this. If you're coming off of 295 or just heading west on Benning Road, just past 295, accident fuel spill cleanup continues. They are allowing two lanes to get by, but it's a little bit slower than normal there. And on the northbound side of 295, if you're heading from the Wilson Bridge to go northbound, you're heavy and slow up toward the Naval Research Lab with lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It does look like accumulating snow will stay north of us, but still a few snowflakes here in the district. After day today, when we'll be up to 65 degrees, it'll be wind and rain early tonight, then snow mixing in and maybe briefly ending as snow late tonight, tomorrow morning. And tomorrow we'll have decreasing clouds and a high of only 40. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Herndon, 56 in La Plata, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630. WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. At 7:05 this morning, Ken Klukowski will join us to talk about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and their deliberations last night on the immigration order from President Trump. At 7:15, Brandy Smith from the National Zoo on Bow Bow, who's going bye-bye. At 8:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner. And at 8:35, Virginia State Senator Dick Black on a sanctuary city measure that the governor says, if it becomes law, I'm going to veto it. We'll talk to Dick Black about that and see what it's all about. I'm Brian Wilson, and again, very happy to have Mary Walter with us this morning. Wilson and Walter in the morning. How you doing there, Mary?
I'm doing great. And you are just so pleased with yourself with that bow, bow, bye, bye thing, yeah, aren't you?
I got it. You know, alliteration is what we live for. Okay, so here's a question that we have for you. Look, yesterday the council decided that they were going to have a debate about whether or not there should be retention bonuses for retiring police officers. And the idea here was so many police officers are leaving that they need to find ways to keep them around. So when it comes time for retirement, they say, okay, you can retire. But you're still relatively young man. You got all this experience. We value you. We're going to give you a retention bonus to stick around. And that would perhaps, you know, keep a few more police officers on this because they really believe that they've got a shortage on their hands and they don't want to lose any more. Now, the vote did not pass. It was a 9-4 vote. This was a measure that was put forward by Vincent Gray, Ward 7 Democrat. It's not dead, but they're going to have some hearings about it and they may look at it again. But setting all that aside for a moment, we have a lot of police officers who listen to this show. Many of them are police officers in the District of Columbia. And I want to know, you know, why are so many police officers leaving the force? That's the bottom line. Let's get at the core of this problem.
Exactly.
So if you're a police officer in the district, or if you're a police officer who maybe used to work in the district, let me know why it is so many cops are leaving the force. 888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL. I have a lot of respect for police officers. It's a very tough job. But I just think it's getting to the point now where they don't feel like anybody's got their back. You know, everybody's talking about this, the police this and the police that. It's become an eminently more dangerous profession. There are all these rules of engagement that have been placed on police officers that make it more dangerous for them to be on the street. I think it's a culmination of those things. And then it probably comes down somewhat to pay. Ultimately, and if you can go elsewhere and make more money, perhaps that's why you go. But those are my sentiments based on not having a lot of personal experience. I want to hear from police officers this morning. Why do you think cops are leaving the force in such high numbers, and why is there such a shortage on the D.C. port? And I don't think they're alone in that. I think it's happening in other jurisdictions as well. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Let's find out why. Why are police officers leaving? Because, yes, it is a very tough job to do. However, most of my friends who are police officers were retired by the time they were 50, with full pensions, full benefits, and then they go on into their second career while they're still, you know, collecting. So they're compensated for the most part, I think, very well once they retire. But I think maybe part of the problem is maybe they're not leaving policing. Maybe they're leaving D.C. policing and going elsewhere. And so that's what I think would be interesting to find out. Are they leaving policing altogether? Or are they leaving D.C. policing? And I do think that part of the appeal of Donald Trump is that he is, you know, he campaigned on law and order. And I think cops felt all along that Obama never had their back and there was never any kind of sense of law and order and enforcing the law. So they didn't have that support, just like you talked about. So I think that maybe hopefully that'll change under Trump, or at least they'll feel that it's changing under Donald Trump. And that's important. You got to feel like someone has your back. And a signing bonus is nice. But I think for some people,
maybe you find out what the underlying issue is and start to address that, right?
Typical Democrats, right? Let's just throw money at the problem. Let's not find out what the problem is. Let's just throw money at it. Money will fix it.
Vince Gray, after the vote yesterday, said this represents a missed opportunity to use available funds to immediately begin reducing the attrition rate of our officers. Residents want action on preventing crime. I mean, it is an issue here. And not more hearings to talk about the problem. It will now be late May before the council has another
opportunity to consider this issue, and that's simply unacceptable given the surge in violent crime we have seen in the last 2 years. I am pleased to push hard for this bill and funding. I'm going to keep fighting for the residents I represent in Ward 7 until they routinely can feel safe.
Yeah.
And isn't it a shame that, you know, he feels like that the police officers are so depleted that people actually don't feel safe walking the streets of the nation's capital.
Well, how long has that been going on for, though, that people don't feel safe walking in Washington, D.C. after a certain hour at night?
It is my judgment that it has gotten worse of late. But
yes, I agree.
It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You heard me talk about Thompson Creek Window Company all along the, you know, for years now I've been talking about them. Well, they're having their biggest sale of the year last month, and it sounded so good to many of you, they decided we're going to do what? You know what? We're going to just keep it going. That's right. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for another week. So you can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now and tell them that your friend, Brian Wilson, sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman, designing, building, and installing their own super energy-efficient windows right in their local factory. They've been doing it for over 30 years. And these, by the way, these windows are made specifically for the climate in the Mid-Atlantic region. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. Give them my name, and you'll get 25% off each window. I've been doing these ads for a lot of years. This is as good as it gets. If you need windows, there is no reason you should not act now. Pick up the phone and call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK online at thompsoncreek.com. Home sweet Thompson Creek.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Oh, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4444. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4444. That's proflowers.com, code 4444.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very slow on New Hampshire Avenue, and this is just to get up to the Beltway. So if you're coming out of Adelphi and heading up to the Beltway, the crash right at the exit ramp, that's where the activity is. Even slowing if you're continuing up toward Hillendale, so plan for the extra time. If you're coming southbound off the Beltway, lanes are open, no rubbernecking delays, and you are in good shape. Now for the Beltway, coming off of 95 and around to George Avenue, with the stop and go. Silver Spring, leaving Four Corners on University Boulevard. If you're going westbound, say if your destination is over toward Northwood High School, we have a crash after Dennis Avenue. You're under police direction. No problems to report on 270, but the volume delays. Same story with 66. It's just been about the volume. Greenway Toll Road is off to a really good start here this morning. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark, slowing again at the 14th Street Bridge on the brakes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Accumulating snowfall in the forecast to our north, basically from just north of Baltimore over toward the west to Martinsburg and even on into Winchester. So it does look like accumulating snow will stay north of us, but still a few snowflakes here in the district. After day today, when we'll be up to 65 degrees, it'll be wind and rain early tonight, then snow mixing in and maybe briefly ending as snow late tonight, tomorrow morning. And tomorrow we'll have decreasing clouds and a high of only 40. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees, and the weather's going to be wild and wacky for the next few days. It is 6:47.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Well, remember the story of the Breaking Bad mayor, you know, over in Fairfax City? He was R. Scott Silverthorne. If you forgot about that story, it's a very interesting story. He was arrested for what police said was an attempt to trade drugs, methamphetamines, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, for sex in a sting operation. Well, you know, that's never really good if you're the mayor of a city. He was busted, and then they had to find out, had to have an election to decide who was going to replace them. Believe it or not, that election took place yesterday, and we have a new Fairfax City mayor. He is David L. Meyer, who's a Fairfax City Council member. He's been elected to mayor in that special election. According to unofficial resorts posted on the Department of Elections website, Meyer received 1,644 votes.
Wow. Okay.
That's not a lot of votes. 42% with 100% of the precincts were reporting in.
Well, that's because Marion Barry wasn't running, so yeah, that's why he only got 600
votes. No, this is Fairfax City, not district. Voters in Richmond and parts of Henrico County also picked a Richmond school board member, Jeff Bourne, to be the new delegate for the 71st district yesterday. He got 3,542 votes, about 90%, so that was a pretty good win for him. The House seat was, you may remember, vacated after Democrat Jennifer McClellan won a seat in the state Senate. So, you know, some of these minor elections taking place around the area, but we do have a new mayor in Fairfax City, David Meyer, and we do have a new member of the state legislature. Jeff Bourne, who represent the 71st district of the state legislature.
And congratulations to David Meyer, and it's going to be really, really, you're going to have to try to be a worse mayor, because the bar's really low. Kudos to you.
If you just show up, you're going to be fine.
Exactly. Try not to allegedly try to trade drugs for sex.
If you do,
we should be good.
And you're going to be great.
Exactly.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Radio listeners and Valentine's Day gift givers, I've got the Valentine's deal of the day for you right here. Sherry's Berries. Now, these gourmet berries are huge and freshly dipped in white and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in decadent toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. Now, check this out. This is so cool. Today only, you can get these gourmet berries plus one dozen gorgeous roses for just $39.99 plus shipping. Yeah, it's actually 2 days of amazing gifts for your Valentine. Your sweetheart gets beautiful roses on day one and delectable freshly dipped berries on day two, all starting at $39.99. That's a fantastic deal, and what an extraordinary gift to give your honey. But you gotta hurry, because this deal expires tonight at midnight. Now remember, Valentine's Day is next week, and the only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 5000. That's berries.com, secret code 5000. Berries.com, secret code 5000.
4 years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, how's your money doing? Let's check in from the news desk at CNBC. Stephanie Shelton is standing by. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello and good morning. And the futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street, which is a good morning. Crude oil prices are down again this morning on an oil glut in the U.S. Another inventory report comes out shortly. Humana had a mixed quarter. Earnings beat estimates, but revenues didn't. Same for tech company Cognizant. Alaska Air's earnings and revenues were better than expected. Parsley Energy is buying assets in the Permian Basin from Double Eagle Energy for nearly $3 billion. It's Parsley's second big deal in the West Texas oil patch in the past month. Facebook is doubling its bereavement leave to 20 days and extending family leave for up to 6 weeks. A Match.com survey found iPhone users are 21 times more likely to judge others negatively for having an Android phone, and those users are 15% more likely to judge iPhone users poorly, and those with older phones are 56% less likely to get a date. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, normal delays that you're used to. But once you get onto 295, it's getting a bit slower here, especially to pass and to exit onto Benning Road. Just off of 295, westbound Benning, crews are still dealing with the fuel spill cleanup, so a lot of activity through there, and you do lose a lane. Southeast Southwest Freeway, looking at volume growing coming off the 11th Street Bridge, and out of Virginia, slowing over both the main and HOV bridges toward the Case Bridge and toward the freeway. Accident reported before you get to Main Avenue on that stretch of town. No problems to report currently to the Wilson Bridge or the American Legion Bridge. New Hampshire Avenue, northbound, getting better. The crash prior to the Beltway has been cleared. And on University Boulevard, west of Dennis Avenue for crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air will get here, but probably not quick enough to give us accumulating snow here in the district. To the north, basically from about Baltimore to the west and north around the Mason-Dixon line, that's the best chance for accumulating snow with a winter storm watch in effect late tonight through Thursday morning in those areas. Cloud sun today here, 65. Tonight, rain in, windy, and maybe some snow in the tail end of it with a low of 40, and we hover near 40 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees on WMAL. It is 6:56.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way off.
Judy Garland.
You know, it's still, when you watch this movie, it still holds up. What a great movie. It's many people's favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz. But there are new details coming up about life on the set of The Wizard of Oz, which are, well, sort of interesting. And it has to do with the Munchkins. Those Munchkins, I mean, I've heard these stories for years that, you know, that the little people, they had to find all these little people actors to come in and be the Munchkins right. in The Wizard of Oz. And that it was unusual for the little people to have so many little people around them at the same time. Right. That they normally didn't encounter that many little people. And the little people just went a little crazy, apparently. They were drinking, and there was apparently a lot of little people orgies going on, after work. I mean, it was really something, apparently. Well, now comes new information about something else involving the little people from a memoir from Judy Garland's ex-husband. Now, this is a guy, Sid Luft, who was married to Garland from 52 to 65, has written a book called My Life with Garland, and he says that that Judy Garland, when she was portraying Dorothy, was repeatedly molested by some of the little actors in the classic musical, and that they were constantly grabbing at her, and they were just completely out of control.
Not in Kansas anymore.
That's right. This is apparently the major revelation of this new book.
Yeah, well, she was 17 at the time, and most of the male actors who were Munchkins were in their 40s. And she even said they thought they could get away with anything because they were so small and were often putting their hand up her dress and things like that. And she said they got smashed every night, and the police would have to apprehend them.
Wow.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Yeah, well, the little people were quite a randy little bunch, apparently.
Yeah, now there are some men. There is Jerry Marin, who is an actor on the set, and he said that they didn't get paid what they're saying. What the producer was saying they got paid. He said, "How could you get drunk on $50 a week?" And he said he ascribed it to this behavior to specific actors, and said there were a couple of kids from Germany who liked to drink beer. They drank beer morning, noon, and night, and got in trouble. They wanted to meet the girls, but they were the only ones. So
follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
There they are.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah, that's right.
The lollipop monkeys are still scary.
The Lollipop Guild, they were a wild bunch. It is now time to talk about what's coming up next. King Klukowski, legal analyst.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.